You're with Julian Onobreno in a review of Out of Darkness, a film that was award-winning a couple of years ago and was, I think, first shown in 2022, but only got a proper theatrical release February in the UK this year, and is available, I think, on streaming now. It's an incredible film. It's a debut from Andrew Cumming, and he is crazy. I spent my time watching this film thinking, you know, what is the language that they're speaking? He invented an entirely artificial language he called Tola, invented by Daniel Anderson. The people in the films only speak this invented language for your debut film. How incredibly insane is that? So this is a group of Neolithic, just advanced more than cavemen people who arrive on this desolate beach to flee wherever they fled from and set up a new community on this Icelandic-looking island. There's only a small group of them that arrive, and they have all of the normal perils of finding food and shelter and everything else. But they also have this other problem, which is that the island appears to be inhabited by a demonic force, and it functions as a ostensible horror film where they're moving through this very bleak landscape with no way back, where the horror is double-sided. On one side, it is the food and shelter and the perilous state that they're in on those regards. And the other is the fact that there is this apparently demonic force hunting them. And they're forced further into the middle of this island where there's this very ominous volcano-looking mountain. And obviously worse and worse things happen to them. And the cast is virtually unknown. It won a raft of awards in 2023 at the British Independent Film Awards, including for the star Sophia Oakley-Green and Chukwu Modu, who are the leaders. One of the core elements of it is the societal hegemony of the group. So where there's, you know, the leader man and the woman who's bearing the child, and the places that each of them have in their very small society is sort of like a microcosm of a wider society, which is very interesting. And the way that they all relate to each other, particularly the Sophia Oakley-Green character, who's brought along as pretty much a spare. Which is, if anything goes wrong with the wife who's heavily pregnant, then she's a spare. And she's like an orphan who's got no one else. So it's a fascinating world. I really did. It's not a very long film, 87 minutes. I found it incredibly thick with atmosphere, these very sort of greyed out, brutal landscapes that they move through, and the brutality of the landscape being mirrored by their very harsh relationships with each other and the environment they're in. I found it fascinating. It's set very, very pre a lot of, even like if you, it's similar in a way to The Northman, which came out a few years back, once they get to Iceland. And they're trying to set up their society, but obviously many hundreds of years before that, represented by their language not existing anymore, that they're using in the film, or ever having existed. So it's incredibly old. It's almost like a caveman horror film. And the cinematography is outstanding from Ben Fordesman, but the music by Adam Janota-Bzowski is absolutely phenomenal. It's incredible. It is very derivative of that kind of post-Mika Levy, post-Icelandic wave of very intense percussive, and again, like the Northman soundtrack, percussion-wise, and very sort of dense atmospheric electronic textures. It inhabits virtually the whole film, and combined with the visuals, it makes for an intoxicatingly atmospheric mix. And the thing that really pushed it over the edge for me was, not only does it work really well as a horror film, but everything kind of flips towards the end and makes it a much more powerful and moving film, where it almost becomes about the impacts of colonialism, and how people, you know, how an invasive species, the impact that has, which makes for the ending being like the last sort of 25 minutes are really fascinating and provide an enormous amount of food for thought. So an outstanding debut with outstanding cinematography, some great leads, and a phenomenal soundtrack, really is a talent to watch for the future across the board. Andrew Cumming, the director, and Sophia Oakley Green as the eventually the lead actor, and Adam Janota-Zowski as the score, and the cinematography by Ben Fordesman. Everything is top-notch here, so well worth hunting down now that it's on a wider release than it's been in the last couple of years. Out of Darkness, an 8.5 out of 10.